One of the changes that's in your budget is that I see a proposal to do a realignment of the FSA offices, and which would probably result in quite a number of closures. But at the same time, we don't really know where those would be. And could you just walk the subcommittee through that, please?
I think it's important to put the context, Mr. Chairman. Our FSA budget has been hit pretty hard over the last several years, and the result is we've reduced our workforce by 20%. In addition, we are instituting technology changes which should improve the way in which we do our work and should save time for our staff. So what we would like to be able to do is, during the course of this calendar year, really focus on where the work is. As Senator Blunt suggested, we need to make sure that as we make decisions about a realignment of our Farm Service offices and a modernization of them, that we actually match up where the work actually is. So we would like to do sort of a work study to identify where the work is, where the farm families are, and then suggest three types of offices in the future, basically a central office that would have a supervisor and at least three or more employees, a branch office that would not have supervisory personnel but would have at least three employees, and then a series of satellite offices where people would be able to obtain information by appointment. We'd like to propose that alignment, and when we do, we suspect that that will probably focus our attention on readjusting workforce so that we have adequate numbers of people to provide the services that folks expect. I would say that we're also very focused on making sure that we expand the opportunities for the Farm Service Agency offices to provide additional information above and beyond what they traditionally do. So part of this modernization effort is really designed to make them a one-stop shop for farmers who are looking for information about rural development programs, how they might enter into the local and regional food system opportunity, how they might take advantage of conservation programs, and have the Farm Service Agency offices act as a bridge or connector with those other opportunities. So we aren't expecting and anticipating any closures in calendar year 14. We are going to do this work study. I would say that there are roughly 30 offices that have no full-time employees today. There are 111 offices that have one employee within 20 miles of another office. So I think it is time for us to take a look at how we restructure and modernize the system.